Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for the Christophers, and on today's show, we're going to talk about seeing the face of Jesus in the poverty-stricken people of northern Uganda, and in those committed to helping them. I'll be talking with Chicago doctor Kevin Hunt, co-founder of the foundation Medical Aid to Northern Uganda, and also with volunteer John Fawley about their recent mission trip to Africa and everything they're accomplishing. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi. A couple of years ago on this show, I interviewed Dr. Kevin Hunt, a physician from Chicago who co-founded a foundation with his friend, Father Sam Okori. That foundation is called Medical Aid to Northern Uganda, or MANU for short. It provides financial aid for improved medical facilities, equipment, and medicines for the poverty-stricken people there. In addition, Dr. Hunt, some of MANU's board members, and a number of other volunteers sometimes travel overseas to personally help the people of northern Uganda and oversee progress of the foundation's work. They just got back from one of their trips, and John Fawley, a new volunteer, felt incredibly moved because he said he saw the face of Jesus in so many of the people he met there. Joining me now on Christopher Close-Up to talk about their most recent experiences in Africa are Dr. Kevin Hunt and John Fawley. Dr. Hunt, John, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Tony.
Now, Dr. Hunt, for people who may not have heard our interview a couple of years ago, tell us a little bit about the origins of Medical Aid to Northern Uganda and how you and Father Sam Okori got together for this important work.
Well, I was going to church at a local our local parish, and Father Okori, Sam Okori, was actually staying there as a resident, and he was doing his pre-med. He had apparently wanted to be a doctor all of his life as well as a priest, so he was doing a pre-med study at Loyola University in Chicago. And I happened to stop at the back of the church when I was leaving that day and asked him what he was doing there. And he said, I'm from Uganda and I'm studying pre-med. And I told him I was a doctor. And he said, oh, maybe someday you can come to Uganda with me and help me, help our people and try to improve the medical system. And I said, oh, that would be a good idea. Someday I think I'll do that. And he said, well, why don't we go in a couple of months. So he sent me an email, and sure enough, he said, let's go in August, and I was kind of a little bit afraid to go, but I went ahead and decided to take the risk and go with him, and we spent 2 weeks seeing patients and traveling around looking at the hospitals there and studying the medical system there, and I was seeing about 100 patients a day or so, he and I together. He was actually, at that time, he was my assistant. Now he's a doctor after finishing medical school. Back at that time, he was my assistant along with another nurse, and we used to see patients. We traveled to different health centers in the Lira diocese up there in Lira, Uganda, and see many patients. And then what really touched me was one night we went into a healthcare facility where all the women were laying there, and it was a blackout, so it was completely pitch black. We walked into this healthcare facility, and all the women were pregnant. It was a maternity ward, and they were laying on the floor, cement floor. There was no beds, and very few blankets. And they were all most of the women had malaria, and so they were getting IV quinine, being treated for malaria. And so that really touched me. And so we actually told Father Okori at that point, let's go and buy some beds and bring them back. So the next day we went about 50 miles into town, bought six beds and brought them back and got everybody into their beds. So some of the women had already delivered, some of them were able to deliver in their beds. So that was what really kind of moved me to really want to do something more. And so then we got together and started the medical aid in Northern Uganda after I got back to Chicago.
Right, right.
And that was back in 2008.
Right. Well, I think the last time we talked, I think they had just finished, was it a radiology building that you guys had supported?
Yes, we had built the radiology facility there was from the 1950s at the Abera Hospital in Lira, Uganda there. So we decided to update that. So we got the money together for that through donations to the Manu Giving website. And we built a radiology facility. Now that's up and running, a brand new radiology facility in the field hospital there, Abera Hospital. It's called Pope John or Abera Hospital. And so that's up and running now. And our next project was going to be a emergency room and triage center there, which we're currently working on.
Right. And let me just give the website. It's manugiving.org. That's manugiving.org. Let's go to John a minute. I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Hunt and John Fawley from Medical Aid to Northern Uganda. John, how did you first hear about this project, and why did you want to get involved?
I actually heard about Manu through Christopher Close-Up. I was listening to the show, and it kind of interests me because I've been on a couple mission trips before, water-related ones to Nicaragua. So I want to try medical one. So I emailed Manu. I think Nicole answered me, and then we were supposed to go like 2 years ago, but then we had the Ebola crisis. So, of course, we didn't go. So this year I was able to go, and I told her my qualifications as first responder. And, yeah, I was able to go because I could do blood pressures and blood screenings and some kind of triage before they were able to see the doctors. So it worked out great.
Were you hesitant at all about traveling to Uganda, or were you ready for a new adventure that would also allow you to help people?
I was kind of hesitant because I think our news kind of scares us. So I was kind of scared in a way because, you know, Africa, you hear some bad things about it. But, you know, I talked to a priest friend of mine, and he said, you know, if you're going to take God's people, he'll take care of you. So anyways, we got there, and I was totally amazed, and there was no issues, and I felt safe, and it was a fabulous trip. The people there are just wonderful people.
I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Hunt and John Fawley from Medical Aid to Northern Uganda. The website is manugiving.org. Dr. Hunt, last time we were here, we were talking about the lifestyles over there and how difficult it is. And especially in Lira, I think you said that Uganda takes better care, the healthcare system, better care of the people in the south than the north. Is that still going on? Is the Catholic Diocese of Lira still responsible for a lot of the healthcare in that section?
Yes, they are. And I think that the government really depends on this type of health care, the supplemental health care that the Catholic or health system and Lira Diocese in particular are providing for the patients up there, because I really believe that without their support it would be probably total chaos so far as health care. So I really believe that you can see that they're very coordinated. They have the sisters are nurses, are qualified. A lot of them are midwives. A lot of them are trained as nurses, and they're just really excellent healthcare providers, and are really dedicated. And that's what really makes me so enthusiastic about going there, because working with the sisters and the nurses that are there is just really heart moving. It's just so fantastic to be able to work with them and to provide the care for these people that are so needy and are so appreciative of just the small things that we're able to give them.
Right. Well, John, you said that you came to see the face of Jesus both in the volunteers and in the people you were helping. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I was talking to my priest friend, and you know, we're always talking, and he says, you know, you should go out and see the face of Jesus. We got to travel around and see. You know, you take. John Paul says, don't be afraid, and go on and do this stuff. You know, and all the trips I've been on, just from my email that I sent everybody, you know, the work we do seems very little in the whole scope of things. But if we helped one person, we've done our job, mm-hmm. and we can be very proud of the work we did.
Yeah.
You know, I certainly saw the face of Jesus in the orphanage. We went to an orphanage for a day. You know, those sisters there, they're the real heroes of the world. There was a little boy with smallpox hanging onto his piece of corn, like it was the last piece of food. His mother was desperate to get him help.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-year-old girl with renal failure, girl was starving, needed antibiotics. 13-year-old boy who needed insulin but no needles. And all the other people needing medication for hypertension, diabetes, and all the crippled people. But I also saw the face of Jesus and Father Sam, Dr. Hunt, Sister Helen, Nicole, Nikki, Janine, Mark, Sue, Rebecca, Lemick, and myself.
Yeah.
You know, so... It was just an incredible trip.
What was your impression of these people's faith? How they live it out? Because we're saying they don't really have much. Some of them are living in poor health with poor health conditions. What is the state of their faith that you saw, John?
The state of their faith is just incredible. I mean, like I said, if they don't have, they have food, shelter, clothing. That's pretty much the basic deal that they have. And I mean, their faith. If you don't have faith in God, I mean, that's all they're going to have. I mean, mm-hmm. that's all they really have. It's just faith in God.
Right, right. And what about their you were also telling me before we started taping about their sense of joy. Talk about that a little bit. And where do you think it comes from?
Well, I think the sense a joy. What the people that I've seen, the workers, the religious workers, I think it's from the helping of the people. And I really think, too, the sense of joy in some of the people I saw were just, they don't have materialism. They're not like us in a way. They have family. You know, family is everything to them. There was one boy with malaria there in a bulky. He never moved from his bed for like in 10 hours. Mm. But towards the day, I kept watching, and his family would come in. They cooked meals. And same as the Bear Hospital, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Hump, I think the families come in, take care of the patients there, too. I mean, here we just... I just don't see that here. I don't count the U.S. as very, I don't know, I think we're more materialistic than what we have to be. We just lost something, I think, as a group.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah. I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Hunt and John Fawley. They're both involved with Medical Aid to Northern Uganda. The website is manugiving.org. That's manugiving.org. Dr. Hunt, how have you seen the medical situation there change since you've been involved? How many trips have you made over there, and how have you seen things change?
Well, that was my third trip in January of 2016 recently, and I've been there. The last time I was there was in 2013, and then before that in 2007. And there's been quite a bit of not a lot of change, but incremental change. There's been improvement in the communication aspect of things, and the transfer, and also the coordination of care. Seems like they have a good amount of resources so far as human resource about people that are involved in taking care of patients, and so they have a lot of manpower now that they didn't have before, so far as just people taking care of patients. And I think that there's been improvement in maybe a little bit of improvement in the amount of medications that they have available, mm-hmm. and also in the physical facilities. We were at a new healthcare facility there. I think it was Ticolin. You could see that the people that were working there were very, very enthusiastic to be able to provide the healthcare to their village community. And a lot of these people are from the local community that have been trained and now deployed into that area to be able to provide healthcare. So people are really enthusiastic about caring for each other.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you see some of these people in these dire situations. How do you keep from becoming overwhelmed with, you know, just being able to maybe be one drop in the bucket, but, you know, just to kind of encourage them forward and to kind of build up what you can do? Is it just that idea of being, you know, it's one drop in the bucket, but every drop contributes to, you know, to the pail being full, so to speak?
Yeah, I think, like I said before, it's an incremental, but, you know, basically, if you just keep plugging away at something, you're going to make an impact. And mm-hmm. I think just the fact that we went with two of us back in 2007, and now we had a team of 10 people there helping, most of which were from the United States, shows that you're impressed, you're enthusiastic, you feel like you're giving back, and the people are really responding to it. So even the small things that you're doing by touching people or laying hands on them or reassuring them or even looking into their eyes, the people really respond and say, you know, these people are there. These people are coming to help me, and I'm going to respond to them and say, you know, there's a good outlook there. They have a better outlook on things because we give them encouragement, even if it's a small encouragement.
Yeah. So is it that simple sometimes, just for them knowing that somebody cares, that alone can make a difference in their lives?
I think that my main thought about this whole thing is that, you know, we're there to help people with medications and to maybe make a diagnosis or two, but just putting your hands on them or looking into the eyes or speaking to these people is really, for me, been the most impact, is to be able to say, we're here for you. We're not going to abandon you.
Right. Right. I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Hunt and John Fawley about Medical Aid to Northern Uganda. Since you've been back a few times, Dr. Hunt, have you developed friendships with any of the people there? Have they become like extended family members?
Well, I think a lot of the healthcare workers that I've met and gotten to know and have become friends. And the nurse interpreter that I work with, Sister Helen, has definitely become a close friend. And we email back and forth, along with Father Sam O'Corey and Bishop Joseph Franzelli, who's the bishop of their diocese. So we do keep in contact. And, you know, you really feel close to these people because you work with them, and then you become friends with them, and then you have the same kind of mission and goals.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're on the same wavelength in a lot of ways, and it really feels good to be able to want to give back to those people, and that you get the payback is so much greater than what you're doing.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, let me touch on Father Sam McCorry. How does he juggle being both a doctor and a priest?
I think that he does it very well. I mean, he's a very smart man, and he knows that he has he always wanted to be a priest and a doctor, and he finally realized that goal. And now he's also got his master's in public health, so he'll be able to. His plan is to go back and be the superintendent of the healthcare system at a Bear Hospital in Lara Diocese.
Wow!
And he really is able to sit down and focus. And when he's spiritual, he's spiritual. When he's doing healthcare, he's doing healthcare. So he's able to really integrate those two things well.
Right. Well, John, what was your impression of Father Sam from meeting him for the first time and seeing all the stuff that he does?
Father Sam is an amazing person. I mean, he's very caring. He's very giving. And like Father Hunt says, I mean, he's got a lot on his plate, but he handles it fine. And I mean, if I could go back tomorrow and work with him forever, I would.
Wow.
The whole group. I mean, if I could do that, that's how much they're in tune.
Right.
They really are.
Right.
I mean, I even noticed, this is Dr. Hunnigan, I just noticed that even with John speaking the way he was about his dedication and feeling like he'd like to go back, John, when I was working, we were really closely involved together and we developed a friendship there. And John even expressed the fact that, you know, he said, I could really even stay here. I could really stay here with these people. That's how warm he felt with those people. And that really says something about a person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you started, you said, Dr. Hunt, it was just you and Father Sam, and now you've assembled this whole team of people. Did you reach out to them at first, or did they somehow find you?
Well, they found us through we were on a TV show with Father Sam and I. We were on a TV show called The Bonnie Hunt Show several years ago. And during that time, several people in Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, they were watching Bonnie Hunt Show. And Father Sam and I were on, and we had talked about Manu Giving. And there were pharmacists and pharmacy technicians that all seem to watch it and tell each other about it. And then they're the ones that got involved. And so a lot of the people that are involved now are from Green Bay, Wisconsin, actually, and they're very, very good people.
Right, right. And you mentioned the Bonnie Hunt Show. I should point out to listeners that Dr. Kevin Hunt is the brother of Bonnie Hunt. And, well, how does your family, how did your family react when you first told them about this plan? And over the years, you know, Bonnie, I follow Bonnie and your sister Kathleen and your mom Alice on Twitter. So how did they react to this whole project that you're doing?
Well, I think they thought it was really good that I was, you know, stepping out of bounds and making another move to really reach out and help people. And my mom was always, do unto others as they would do unto you. And so when I grew up, you know, you want to kind of try to give back and try to really reach out to people because you know that someday you might be in a situation where you're going to need help.
Sure, sure. I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Hunt and John Fawley about medical aid to Northern Uganda. It's their charity. The website is manugiving.org. Again, that's manugiving.org. Now, Dr. Hunt, what were your goals with this most recent trip and how do they fit into Manu's larger goals?
Well, the goal for this trip was to get to Uganda, get to Lira, Northern Uganda, to look at the hospital, a Bear Hospital, where we're developing and building the emergency room triage center to be able to bring in the patients as they come down the road or come down with their illnesses and bring them into an emergency room setting or a triage setting where we can triage them into their specific wards in the hospital. So we did, Father Sam had a plaque made with Medical Aid in Northern Uganda on the plaque. It's kind of going to be like a cornerstone there with the names of the board members on it. And we dedicated that, Bishop Franzelli dedicated that plaque while we were there so we can break ground soon on the building of the triage center.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that. And then also just getting back out into the healthcare centers in the villages, and there are different village healthcare centers, to be able to make contact with the healthcare workers out there, let them know that we're still remotely supporting them in the United States and that we're really coming there to lay hands on people and to show them that we're really actually there in physical being as well.
Sure. Well, so if somebody goes to manugiving.org and they want to donate money, what will that money go towards?
Well, the money is basically very, very, I'd say a minuscule amount of his administrative fee. I'd say 90, 8% of the money goes directly into healthcare. So it would be either developing the, continue to develop the, building the equipment, getting the equipment for the triage center, like oxygen concentrators, backboards, emergency equipment, IV poles, gurneys, things that, you know, like that for the emergency center.
Mm-hmm.
And also just medications and also to help with transportation, healthcare workers there. So all that money is basically funneled right into the projects.
Right. I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Hunt and John Fawley from Medical Aid to Northern Uganda. You know, John, I read this story recently that that volunteering is actually a proven pain reliever because it for seniors, it gets people's minds off their pain for, you know, that they're going through because it focuses them on helping other people. You're not a senior yet, but I'm curious, what is your take on just the concept of volunteering? If somebody listening is thinking, you know, maybe I should do something, what would you say to them?
I would say go for it. I mean, I felt, you know, I was telling Dr. Hunt, I always had a lot of neck pain. I forgot to take my medicine when I was in Africa. I mean, that's how, I know, because I forgot because I was so involved in this, and it was, I felt great.
Yeah.
You know, I felt great. Don't listen to the news. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's some really bad parts of the world, but you know, like I was telling you before, the news, I think, really scares us.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the issue. But I would say go, you know, go. I was definitely. We, you know, the Pope, Pope Francis said we got to leave our safe port once in a while. And you don't have to. You don't have to travel the world. You can do this. You can do this next door with an elderly person, with somebody in your family, somebody who needs help in the neighborhood.
Right.
My Mother Teresa said we all got our own Calcutta right by us if you just look. Some people don't like to travel. Some you can donate. When you donate your money to these groups, you know, check out a group and donate and see what they do and go and just see what's going on.
Sure.
There's just a lot of things going on in the world. There really is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough of the good news. We have too much of the bad news.
Yeah. You were recently honored, Dr. Hunt, with the Martin Luther King Humanitarian Award by Northwestern Medical Group. Tell us about that award and what it meant to you.
Well, I think the award was really shocking to me that I got nominated for that award, and it was really, really. I always tried to teach, instill in my, you know, my family that Martin Luther King was the type of guy that took a challenge and a risk, and every day was a different challenge, and so it was really hard for him to go out there and speak every day. People thought it was easy for him; it wasn't. It was hard. It was a struggle every day, and so. You know, just the fact that I got nominated and got awarded the Humanitarian Award made me feel so fantastic. I mean, it just brought home the fact that I'm really, you know, I was recognized for reaching out to people, and especially the Martin Luther King Award was just really just for me just great. I just really. Really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I think something that award shows, and just the way you've been talking about the patients today shows, is that, you know, one of the important things for a doctor is to remember to treat their patients as human beings, not just as a collection of symptoms. And it's pretty clear that you do that. How do you keep that focus and always see the person underneath the medical problem?
I think, you know, just growing up, maybe the way I grew up, you know, my mom teaching me to really treat each person as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that ties in with Martin Luther King, that everybody's created equal and you have to reach out to every person, the lowest person and the highest person in the world. We all are human beings. We're all going to die. And, you know, you have to treat people equally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, along those lines, let me ask you, let me start with John. The Christophers have this motto that it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness. When you hit times of darkness in your life, how do you light that metaphorical candle and move toward a brighter future?
You know, I just look at some of the people that I've worked with and stuff and other items, and they're just, you know, it's usually the people that you hang with and what you've done, you know, in your life. And I always think back, like, this trip will be always memorable. So you just got to have faith. You got to keep going. When times are bad, you just keep going. You know, you think about what other people have and what other people are going through.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how I do. I just think, you know, look at what other people are going through.
Yeah, sure. Dr. Hunt, what about you? How do you light that candle?
Well, I think that, you know, you have to really, even though it's a struggle a lot of times, especially there's a lot of people, everybody's going to suffer in the world, and you just have to keep a perspective that, you know, there's always going to be somebody else that's suffering more, and you have to just look at the bright spot in the world, and there's, you got to have some type of faith in something, because if you don't, and you're not able to really hold on or have a safe harbor with anything in your life, it's going to be really, really tough. So I think having faith in God and having faith and being spiritual is very important for everything, all the challenges that you're going to go through in your life. And so I think that feeds on itself once you get on that, get going with that and start really believing and having faith.
Right.
You have to work at it.
Absolutely. It's a choice. Yeah, you do have to work at it. In our final moments, Dr. Hunt, just tell me what you hope for the future of medical aid to Northern Uganda, what you want people listening to know about the group.
Well, I think that the future holds that if we can continue to go to develop projects, we may be able to expand and then maybe partner with other global healthcare, government and non-government organizations to be able to really to make an impact and to have a voice in those decisions. And I think that right now, even though we're small, we're going to be able to grow hopefully in the future and have a voice and reach out and make an impact. And that's what our goal is right now. And even though it's incremental and small at the beginning, we're still making steps towards that goal.
So. Right. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I was talking to Dr. Kevin Hunt and John Fawley about medical aid to Northern Uganda. Their website is manugiving.org. They're doing really great work over there with the people of Uganda. You heard John and Dr. Hunt both talking about just the fact that they're there and showing that they care about these people is making a difference. And then giving them medical care on top of it is just such a plus, and it's making such a difference in people's lives. And it's a sign, like John said, that, there are a lot of good people doing things unheralded in the world. So with this interview, I wanted to highlight some of those unheralded people in the work they're doing and to hopefully maybe inspire somebody else listening to do the same. So check out the website manugiving.org, manugiving.org. And Dr. Hunt, John, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
In a world with millions of distractions, it's all too easy to lose sight of God in the midst of housework or homework or a hard day at the office. Yet God continues to speak to you, even in your busiest or most distracted moments. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Listening When God Speaks. It shares stories about people who have learned to recognize God's voice in their lives and offers advice on how you can do the same. To request your free copy of Listening When God Speaks, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.